Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Brenda Hanrahan, co-pastor of Firebrand Church in Talla in Dublin. And we will be chatting about the normal ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Brenda Hanrahan, Firebrand Church, on Woman to Woman today. We're going to talk about a very big subject, and it's something that I suppose everybody needs to do on a regular basis, and it's confession. What does confession mean for the Christian? Brenda Hanrahan, what do you think?
Thank you, Jackie. Well, first of all, it's confession before the Lord. So it's keeping short accounts. It's bringing our faults, our failures, our sin before the Lord, when we know that we've done wrong, when the Spirit of the Lord convicts us of sin. And then it's confessing our sins one to another. But I believe that to be somebody that you trust as well. I don't think you need to go around confessing everything to everybody, you know. So it's obviously a trusted friend or someone that your pastor perhaps, or somebody that you look up to in the Lord perhaps. And you can confess your sin one unto another with them. And I think what that actually means is being accountable.
Yeah.
So that if you've fallen into sin, if you've done something that you know is not right, it's being accountable. It's bringing that into the light. Because when we bring stuff into the light, darkness loses its hold. So I think it's very important as Christians, yeah, that we're accountable to one another.
And 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, I am faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So is the slate clear and clean when we've confessed our sin? Because I have to say, you know, I was only very recently, I went up to the front in church and they were talking about confession and forgiveness and repentance, because confession and repentance are similar, are the same thing.
Yeah.
And they said, if you have a brother or a sister that you feel you need to go to and ask for forgiveness, do it. And there was so much healing. But when I went to the front, I thought, and I just confessed it, what I was holding, I remember going back to my seat and feeling so free, just set free that this was gone, because it was something that was niggling at me for months. And I said, Lord, I want to forgive this. And it's a big thing to walk up and get that forgiveness and to in front of people. But there's something about it publicly. Now, you don't, as you said, you don't go around confessing your sin to every Tom, Dick and Harry. You need worthy person, a pastoral care person, a minister or a pastor that will just, or a priest, or that you feel safe with, that you feel you know, you can bring your confession, your sin, your whatever's holding and blinding and gripping you for so long, you can bring that and say, I want to confess this.
Yeah. And I think, Jackie,
it works. It works.
Oh, absolutely does. Like, Jesus has called us into freedom, like, you know, and forgiveness brings healing and it brings freedom. But when we come to the Lord and we confess our sins to him, you know, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from past, present and future sin. And he's faithful and just to cleanse us and to purify us and to make us whole. But sometimes we have difficulty in forgiving ourselves. And sometimes our conscience is not completely healed straight away, even though our spirit is, you know, even though we're in right standing with Jesus when we confess our sins and we bring it to him and we trust in the cross. But sometimes people struggle with their conscience, and the enemy has a way of bringing condemnation and making people feel like failures, especially if they fall into the same sin continually. You know, and the enemy comes in with condemnation. And that's really when we need to be accountable, that we probably need the help of somebody else. We admit our faults, our failures, and then they perhaps can give us assurance and guidance in that area, that look at Christ has forgiven you. Jesus does love you. And God is calling you to rise up now out of the ashes and into his glory and into the purpose and the plan that he has for your life, and to shake that off you. You know, we need to shake off the guilt of the past. We need to shake off any condemning thoughts that the enemy may throw at us. We need to shake it off, and we need to know that we are free in Jesus and just run to him, you know?
I often think of that scripture, you know, when the disciples asked, how many times do you forgive your brother? Is it seven times? Or is it 70 times seven? You know, sometimes we say the words and we don't feel it. We're still very angry because there's a lot of times the hurt is so big, and the memory and the picture and the image and just what happened to us can be so hard that it's too difficult to forgive. But it's a two-way thing. You know, when we confess our sin, he is faithful. But we need to forgive others as Christ forgave us.
And absolutely.
Just speaking it out in that safe, sacred place with a pastor or with a counselor or with somebody, and just saying, I choose to forgive.
Even if
the pain is still there, you choose to forgive. And you know, we all know that saying where you're holding the unforgiveness so much that you're drinking the poison yourself that you want to give to somebody else.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, forgive as I have forgiven you. So it's taking a step at a time, saying,
it is.
Choose to forgive with your forgiveness, Lord. And the healing will begin. The process will begin.
And you know what, Jackie? That takes the supernatural power of God. It's almost impossible to forgive without the Spirit of God, without the Lord in our lives. Like, you look at some people and you see how they have actually forgiven people who've murdered family members. Let's say, like, Corrie ten Boom. She forgave the man that betrayed her family, and all her family died in concentration camp, and she actually led him to the Lord. But when he came up, she was doing an altar call, and he came forward for prayer, and she realized who he was, and she turned around and she said, Lord, I cannot forgive this man. Her sister, her father, her family all died in the concentration camp because of him. And she just felt the love of Jesus and the grace of God fill her from head to toe. And it was the power of God's grace, the power of God's love, that enabled her to forgive that man and to actually lead him to the cross, lead him to Jesus in repentance. And, like, you know, sometimes, you know, some of the things we need to forgive is very trivial. You know, it's very light in comparison to a lot of stuff that other people have gone through in life, and it can be very difficult, and it's very hard and almost impossible. It is impossible, should I say,
yes,
without the power of the Holy Spirit.
Sometimes we have to just keep praying and praying it through and praying it through, and every time it comes into our head to say, Lord, I choose to forgive. Thank you so much, Brenda Hanrahan from Firebrand Church in Dublin.
God bless you, Jackie.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.